Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right. Welcome to your deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one is really, really interesting because, mm-hmm. you know, everyone has had a crazy neighbor or mm-hmm. knows someone who has, but this is something else. And we have a revenge plot in here
that
I think is going to leave people wondering, you know, was this the right way to go about this or not?
Exactly. And it gets at this question of what does it mean to actually win in a situation like this? Because sometimes when you win, you don't really win.
Yeah. So let's get into it. You know, you're 29, you're running a small farm, and these animals are not just pets. Mm-hmm. These are your business. This is your livelihood.
Right.
Goats, chickens, ponies.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
You've got it all.
Yeah, and that's a key point here, right? Because we're not just talking about hurt feelings.
Right.
This is impacting this person's ability to support themselves financially.
Right.
And that just adds a whole nother layer of stress to everything.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the neighbors. The Grays you mentioned, Richard, who's in his mid-60s. And by your description, sounds like he just has a permanent frown etched on his face.
Yeah.
And then there's his late wife, Nancy, and his sister, Mary, who you describe as living in a constant state of quiet anxiety.
Yeah.
There's even some mystery surrounding Nancy's passing and some health issues she had.
Right.
But the real focus here is Richard.
Yeah, he seems to be kind of the crux of the problem here, right? Like, he's the main source of the conflict.
Right.
And it's interesting, too, because you mentioned that he has a history of accusations against him for animal neglect.
Right. You even mentioned his miniature horses.
Yeah.
Were so thin, you could practically see their ribs.
Yeah. And yet he's turning around and pointing the finger at you. So there's almost like this element of projection going on.
Yeah, it does.
Which is very, very common in these kinds of situations.
It does. So why not report him? You chose to stay out of it. Mind your own business.
Yeah, and that's a very common response, too.
Right.
You know, when you're dealing with a difficult neighbor, a lot of people try to just keep their heads down.
Right.
Hope that things will sort of settle down on their own.
Right.
But that doesn't always happen. And unfortunately, in your case,
things took a turn for the worse.
Yeah, they escalated.
Yeah, because one night, 6 of your newborn goats just vanished, gone. You found tracks near the fence line, even heard your goats crying out from Richard's property.
Right.
It seemed pretty clear what happened.
Oh, yeah. You thought so.
Yeah.
You had every reason to believe that.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really frustrating is that the authorities didn't seem to take you very seriously.
Right.
You know, the sheriff's department kind of brushed it off like it was a simple neighbor dispute.
Right.
The livestock officers weren't much help.
Right.
So you're dealing with this loss.
Yes.
But you're also dealing with the fact that nobody's really taking you seriously or validating your concerns.
Yeah, what a punch in the gut. And of course, Richard denied any involvement. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to your mother, who owns the property.
And spins this elaborate web of lies, accusing you of all sorts of things.
Yeah, classic manipulation tactic, right?
Yeah.
It's trying to undermine your credibility.
Make me question my own sanity.
Exactly. It's a form of gaslighting.
Yeah.
Where he's trying to basically control the narrative and shift the blame away from himself.
Right. And just when you thought it couldn't get any worse.
Uh-oh.
Three of your adult goats disappear.
Oh, wow.
Again, no signs of forced entry.
Mm-hmm.
But you had a very strong feeling about who was responsible.
Right.
And once again, the authorities were no help.
Yeah. So this is where we see you kind of reaching a breaking point.
Right.
Right. You've tried to be reasonable. You've tried to ignore it.
Right.
But it just keeps escalating. And not only are you losing animals, which is directly impacting your livelihood.
Right.
But you're also feeling completely unsupported and unheard.
Right. And that's when you decided to fight back with a revenge plot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Tell me more about this revenge plot.
So you started small, almost playfully.
Uh-huh.
By filing noise complaints about Richard's German shepherds.
Oh, yeah.
Those dogs you said barked nonstop.
Right.
I can practically hear it now.
Woof, 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 all night long.
All day and all night.
Yeah.
And then you took things up a notch.
Right.
By reporting Richard's collection of rusty old trucks as abandoned vehicles.
Oh.
Those trucks you said were technically functional, so the zoning department couldn't really do anything.
Right.
But it sounds like it really got under Richard's skin.
Oh, yeah. That's a clever tactic.
Yeah.
You know, you're not really breaking any rules.
Right.
But you're using the system to kind of disrupt his sense of peace.
Yeah.
You know, mirroring the disruption that he's been causing you.
Yeah.
It's almost like a taste of his own medicine.
It does sound like
a little bit of a tit for tat.
But the real showstopper.
Okay.
The grand finale of your revenge plot was the New Year's Eve fireworks display.
Oh, boy.
You told us about Richard's annual snarky message to your mother about the animals. And, well, you decided to give him a New Year's Eve he wouldn't forget.
And this is where things escalate significantly.
Yes, they did.
Right. You're going from those smaller, more passive-aggressive tactics.
Right.
To a direct, albeit symbolic, attack.
Right.
Aiming fireworks at his hay shed and tack shed. That must have been quite a sight.
I mean, I wish we had it on video. I would love to see that.
I can only imagine.
You said there wasn't any real damage, but it definitely sent a message.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't just Richard who took notice.
Oh.
His sister Mary, who had mostly stayed out of things up until this point.
Right.
Saw the whole thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
What was Mary thinking?
Yeah, what's going through her mind?
Did she understand what was happening between you and her brother?
Right. Does she see what's really going on here?
Was she fearful?
Yeah.
Or perhaps even sympathetic to your situation?
Right. Was there any part of her that was like,
right,
I understand why you're doing this.
Right.
I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
But I get it.
We don't know for sure. But her silent observation serves as a reminder that these conflicts often impact those on the periphery.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always collateral damage in these situations.
So, as you might expect, Richard retaliated.
Of course.
The insults became more vicious, the harassment more intense.
Right.
But something had shifted.
Okay.
You weren't afraid anymore.
Okay.
You tasted a bit of victory.
There you go.
And you were ready to push back even harder.
There's a sense of empowerment in that, right? Yeah. Like realizing you don't have to be a victim.
Yeah.
You can fight back. You can reclaim your power.
Right.
But it also raises the question of like, where do you draw the line?
Right.
How far is too far?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
And it leads us to the most unexpected part of this whole saga.
Okay.
Because Richard, the man you described as this unyielding force of anger and intimidation,
mm-hmm.
he started to crumble under the pressure.
Interesting.
It's a curious thing, isn't it?
It is.
This man who seemed so impenetrable, so sure of himself, yep. began to unravel.
Wow.
He went from this raging figure
yeah.
to someone who seemed defeated, almost pathetic.
Like he just lost all his steam.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And then in a move that no one saw coming.
Oh, what happened?
A for sale sign appeared in his yard.
Wow.
He was giving up.
He tapped out.
Walking away from the battleground he himself had created.
Huh.
On the surface, it seemed like a victory for you.
Yeah.
Richard was leaving exactly what you wanted.
Right.
But the way it happened.
Okay.
The way he seemed to deflate.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it left you with mixed feelings.
It makes sense because you got what you wanted.
Right.
But not in the way that you maybe expected.
You described it as a hollow victory.
Yeah.
Like you won the battle, but lost something in the process.
I can see that.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah. What did that feel like?
Yeah. It's like that silence after a storm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Richard's gone. Mary's presumably gone with him. And you're left standing there amongst the debris, both literal and emotional.
Exactly. It's like the aftermath of a war.
Right.
Where the battlefield is your own property, right. You know? You won.
Yeah.
But at what cost?
Right.
That's the question that sort of lingers in the silence you're describing.
And that's what makes your story so compelling. You know,
yeah.
It pushes us beyond the typical crazy neighbor narrative.
Right.
And into something far more introspective.
It is.
You know, it forces us to ask ourselves some tough questions about the battles we choose to fight and the victories we claim.
Yeah. We often think of winning and losing in very black and white terms.
Mm.
But, you know, your story shows that it's not always that simple.
Right.
Sometimes, even when you achieve your objective, there are unintended consequences.
Yeah.
There's emotional fallout that can be hard to shake.
You said you learned to never underestimate the power of frustration.
Oh, yeah.
But you also questioned whether you really won it all.
Hmm.
I can hear the struggle in your words, the weight of that realization.
That's the heart of it, right?
Yeah.
We live in a world that often glorifies winning at all costs.
Right.
But your story is a reminder that sometimes that pursuit of victory can lead us down a path that leaves us feeling empty and disillusioned.
So let's talk about that. If you could go back, knowing what you know now, would you have approached this whole situation differently?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
It's a question worth pondering. You know, were there moments where you could have de-escalated?
Right.
Sought outside help more effectively?
Yeah.
Or found healthier ways to channel that intense frustration you were experiencing?
Right. It sounds like you were caught in a whirlwind of emotions, anger, fear, helplessness.
Right.
In those moments, it's easy to get swept up in the fight to react impulsively.
Absolutely.
But what if you had a different set of tools?
Yeah.
A different way of framing the conflict.
Right. Like, imagine if you had access to a mediator.
Right.
Someone who's skilled in conflict resolution, who could have helped you and Richard communicate more effectively.
Right.
Perhaps find some common ground. Or imagine if you had a stronger support system that could have offered guidance and emotional support.
Right.
Help you process those difficult emotions in a healthier way.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
About all the different paths we could have taken, the choices we could have made.
Right.
But it's never too late to learn from those experiences.
Absolutely.
To equip ourselves with the tools and insights to navigate conflict more effectively in the future.
Couldn't agree more.
So what does this all mean for you, our listener, as you move forward?
Yeah.
How will you approach conflict differently?
Right. What strategies will you use to advocate for yourself while also maintaining your own well-being?
Right. What support systems can you put in place to help you navigate those challenging moments?
Those are all good things to think about.
We hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought, some new perspectives to consider as you move forward.
Yeah.
Remember, seeking peace doesn't mean being passive.
Yeah.
It means being proactive in finding healthy, constructive ways to address conflict and protect your own peace of mind.
Absolutely.
And remember, you're not alone.
That's right.
There are resources available, people who understand the complexities of neighbor disputes and can offer guidance and support. We'll include some helpful links in the show notes for you to explore.
And we always love to hear from our listeners. So if anything in this story resonated with you, if you have your own experiences with conflict, please share your thoughts and insights in the comments.
Yeah.
Let's continue this conversation together.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See
you.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.